This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. IHG is the ticker symbol of this Tuesday. Intercontinental Hotels Group, owner of, among others, Holiday Inn and Crowne Plaza, which also had quite a nice 2023, thank you very much. We learned that this morning in its corporate profit reports. The company made more money per room last year than it did the year before, and operating profit topped $1 billion for the first time. 2023, it turns out, was a big recovery year for a whole lot of hotels. Marketplace's Samantha Fields looks at what 2024 might hold.
The first couple of years of the pandemic were brutal for hotels. But Stephen Carvell at Cornell School of Hotel Administration says 2023...
outstanding. And I don't think people anticipated it back in 2022. Everyone thought that we'd have a recession by now.
That recession never materialized. And Carvell says the strong economy boosted hotels across the board.
The board includes primary markets like New York City, Boston, Miami, destination resorts, smaller cities, upscale and luxury hotels.
Hotels charged more and made more per room in 2023, though occupancy was still below pre-pandemic levels. One big reason is business travel is still lagging.
I think overall, hotels follow the path of business travel in general.
Suzanne Neufung at the Global Business Travel Association says more and more companies are sending employees on work trips.
Of those who buy travel for their companies, 66% expect that their company's business travel spend will be higher this year.
So far, leisure travel has been the key to the hotel industry's comeback. But Kaushik Vardarajan at Boston University's School of Hospitality Administration says in 2023...
you saw that taper off a little bit. I think 2024... you'll continue to see leisure travel moderate.
Meaning we probably won't see the same kinds of big increases we've seen the last couple of years, at least when it comes to travel within the U.S. But he says tourists from abroad are a different story.
I do expect leisure demand from international destinations to increase significantly.
Especially now that China has lifted its restrictions on foreign travel. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.